This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Israeli leaders on Tuesday to avoid harming civilians as it presses its war against Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
The daily toll on civilians in Gaza, particularly on children, is far too high.
Blinken's comments came after meetings with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his war cabinet, during which he stressed the importance of avoiding further civilian harm, according to the State Department. But as he spoke, fighting was intense in the south and central parts of Gaza. Israel's bombardment of the enclave has not let up, despite its defense minister announcing a new, more targeted phase of the war. Families in Gaza continue to rush into hospitals each morning, carrying relatives injured during overnight bombardment.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel said it killed the southern Lebanon commander of Hezbollah's aerial unit in an airstrike on Tuesday, hours after it said he led an attack on an army headquarters base in northern Israel. The Israeli military chief spokesperson, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said the commander had led dozens of drone attacks on Israel, as Israel and Hezbollah have been waging their deadliest hostilities in 17 years. Masked men on Tuesday broke onto the set of a public television channel in Ecuador, waving guns and explosives during a live broadcast. The men, armed with pistols, entered the set of the TC television network. The national police chief said all the intruders have been arrested. A series of attacks have rocked Ecuador in the wake of a powerful gang leader's apparent